With politics apparently settled into routine divisiveness, one of Australia's Christian denominations this week celebrates something of a lesson in accommodating sharp differences of view. The Uniting Church will, in the coming day, conduct its first same-sex marriages, the first of the major Christian churches to do so. It follows a July meeting of its National Assembly to wrangle differences of view in clergy and lay ranks after same-sex marriage was legalised last December. It led the church to a formula that it calls equal yet distinct. Dr. Deirdre Palmer is president of the Uniting Church in Australia. I asked her what is meant by equal yet distinct.
We came up with this resolution that said that we can live with the diversity of beliefs in relation to sexuality and marriage. And therefore, we think we can make this decision that says, yes, we have two equal and distinct statements of belief, that there are those within our community who would only support a traditional view of marriage being between a woman and man, but there are also those in our community who support the marriage of gay and lesbian people. And of course, we have gay and lesbian members and ordained ministers as well. And we said that as a church, we can live together with these two distinct beliefs, respecting the different points of view and having freedom of conscience for our ministers to either marry same gender couples or not to marry them.
So clergy have that flexibility. How Yes. many do you think, what proportion of clergy are opposed to marrying gay couples?
Oh, I'm sorry, Linda, I can't give you an actual percentage. All I can say is that the Assembly has 265 members that have representatives from synods and presbyteries, so all our regional areas. So it's a very good cross-section representation of Uniting Church members. So it's not just clergy that are there, but it's lay and clergy. And we needed to have over a two-thirds vote to approve this proposal, and we did get that.
But you would see that as a strong affirmation of the position in the church overall?
Yes, I do. I think it's a strong affirmation of our willingness to live together with unity in diversity.
How hard has it been for some people to accept this?
I think it's been difficult for some people. And, you know, I released a pastoral letter when the decision was made saying I recognise that it's difficult for some people who support traditional marriage. I also recognise that it's been a very difficult journey for LGBTIQ people as well in the life of the church. And I think we're involved in ongoing pastoral conversations. So the Uniting Church has moderators and general secretaries and presbytery ministers who offer pastoral care to congregations and members. And so that's being rolled out in the life of our church.
As part of this decision in Australia to legalise same-sex marriage, conservatives have argued that there needs to be more protection for religious rights in Australia. Do you personally, and does the Uniting Church, as a matter of principle, believe there is a need for greater protection of religious rights?
I think the Uniting Church would say that there needs to be limited protection of religious rights, yes, certainly. And we did actually make a submission to the expert panel in relation to religious freedom. And we would say that, yes, there does need to be some protection, but it needs to be balanced with the rights of vulnerable people within a human rights framework.
That's actually one of the key contentions, as it turns out, isn't it, is how do you balance those two things? Because the risk, the LGBTIQ community has argued, is that you authorise the right to discriminate against them, potentially.
Yes, and I think we need to be concerned about those vulnerable people who are LGBTIQ people and in our context, who are part of our church and who we'd want to say are infinitely loved by God and welcome and included in the whole life of the Uniting Church.
Dr. Deirdre Palmer is the president of the Uniting Church in Australia.